Pavlos, what inspired you to pursue a career around sailing?
I will start with how I started sailing. So my father was a sailor, and at the age of initially six, he took me at the Limassol Nautical Club. They said I was too young, so I had to go away. And I returned back when I was nine. It was May 1999. Back there, the coach at the sailing club, Yannis Papazoglou, he just showed me around, sat on the boat and told me, okay, go around the buoy and come back, which the buoy was like 20 meters away, but it took ages because there was no wind. But I will never forget that night. I went home and I still felt that my body was kind of on the boat. I was still like kind of bouncing up and down. But what was really crucial in making me want to pursue a career, to answer your question, was 2004 Olympic Games in Athens. I went with my father to as a spectator to watch, and when I saw the sailors with the big flags on their sail and their surnames down, somehow the flame started burning in me, and it was okay, this is what I want to do.
Today, sailing has evolved to become one of the most popular and most challenging sports in the world. What are some of the challenges you have had to face along the road to success?
So, 2010, I was diagnosed with discus hernia. Still up to date, I get some issues with my back, but I learned how to live with it without any surgery. And it's part of me, it's part of who I am. And the first doctor who examined me back in 2010, he said that maybe I should stop with sailing. So you can imagine I was in a kind of period in my life that a lot of black clouds over my head. But as every storm comes and goes, and the sun is always there shining. And I think that should be for everyone who faces a hard time. It's they should feel free to speak about it. It's always helping. And when you have a goal and a dream, so my dream was to win an Olympic medal, then eventually you will get that extra power you need and strength to keep going. It's very hard to describe with words the feelings and the emotions of that moment. That was really defining for me, definitely, and for Cyprus sailing and for Cyprus sport, Cyprus history. It's a big part of who I am today, and it was the initiator of much more success to come, I would say.
Winning an Olympic medal brought hope to our country at a time of economic upheaval. Let us talk about the life-changing impact your success has had on Cyprus so far.
I mean, obviously, I felt very proud and very inspired at the same time. Such hard times to see that you can give hope to people, and this proves that as a nation, we are pretty small in numbers, you know. We are less than a million. And investing in sport is very beneficial for our nation, and it's the best commercial we do abroad.
What is the first thought that enters your mind every time you step on that podium to accept an award?
It's not a thought, it's a feeling, it's a vibe. It's kind of like electricity of pride, I would say, that blossoms inside of you, and those few seconds of joy and satisfaction of knowing that what you've worked hard for all these years, it's kind of paying off. So it's a great satisfaction, sometimes even relief, I would say. But the initial first thing is when they shout your name and you just step on the podium like.
Besides being a great athlete, you have become a role model for the younger generation, giving motivational talks around the country. Tell us about that.
I really enjoy and feel blessed at the same time doing it, because a lot of times I receive much more than what I give. When you have a lecture room or a theater with 400 kids and they just, you feel that positive vibe, that positive energy, and they are cheering for you and they are just watching you with a concentration 100%. And even if you manage to change a bit the way of thinking of one kid, that's a success. That's it, that's the satisfaction you get to manage to have impact in the community, especially in this very challenging times we are living now with social media and all this stuff.
What is the primary goal of your Towards Paris initiative, and what do you hope to achieve through the campaign?
So my goal and my team is to grow the Cyprus Olympic team. And we have a lot of talent, and that talent needs support. I'm recently reading a book from Anthony Robbins, and one word stuck with me inside, the Japanese word, Kaizen. I'm not sure if I'm spelling it correct. It's like K and Zen, it's spelled K-A-I-Z-E-N. And what does it mean? This continuous growth, always becoming better. And in the book is written that there is no other language in the world that has this specific meaning in one word. Japanese do have it. And this was already kind of my motto, to always try to become a better version of yourself and always give your best, because at the end of the day, that's the only thing you can control. And the Japanese word stuck with me because it's just one word. So Kaizen, you know, just Kaizen. I always try to perfect and become better.